Perhaps there is nothing that so distinguishes St. Matthew's Gospel from the rest of the Gospel authors, Mark, Luke, and John, as does the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 4, 5, 6, and 7. It is the largest body of preaching in all of the scriptures. And the passage that we have today comes from the end of the 7th chapter. It's the concluding statement of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. And what Jesus says to us is that it is not just in listening to him that salvation comes to us. It is in doing what he asks of us. It is in the doing that you and I are disciples of the Lord. Now that happens differently in every single one of our lives, and the challenge of life is to find out what it is that God wants me to do. What is the doing that God wants of me? Well, Patrick is about to receive First Communion today, so Patrick and I are going to have a conversation. All right? And everybody here can listen into it, but it's just for you and me, right? One of the big questions that everybody asks is, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to tell you a story. A long time ago, there was a family who lived on a farm in the western part of Minnesota. Mom and dad, boys and girls, and grandpa and grandma also lived on that farm. It was a big farm, it was a dairy farm, and they raised cows. And the whole family had to work, so they had to get up very early in the morning to milk the cows. And they all had to be around at the end of the day to milk the cows every single day of the year. Even on Christmas Day and the 4th of July, they had to milk the cows. It's not easy being a dairy farmer. Well, Mom and Dad and the boys and the girls in that family lived in a big house. And on the edge of the farm, there was a smaller house, and that's where Grandma and Grandpa lived. Grandpa helped with the chores on the farm and helped with the milking. Grandma mostly stayed at home. She sewed and she cooked and she baked and she mostly stayed at home. Now, there was the boy in this family, and the boy kept wondering, what am I supposed to do? What does life mean for me? What is my life all about? And he thought about that again and again and again. And one day, he went to see Grandma, because Grandma was a very wise person. He went into the house, and Grandma was sitting at the kitchen table, and Grandma was sewing. And he said to Grandma, "What do you think I'm supposed to do? What do you think God wants me to do?" And Grandma was very quiet. She just looked at her grandson. And finally she said, "This is a very difficult question. Why don't you go away and come back tomorrow at the same time, and I'll think about it. And then maybe I'll have an answer. But when you come back, make sure that you bring back some fresh milk, because I'll need some fresh milk tomorrow." So the boy went off, and the next day, he came back very excited because Grandma might have an answer for him. And he brought a pail that had fresh milk in it, and he gave it to Grandma. And Grandma poured some of the fresh milk in a bowl. And the boy sat down at the kitchen table with Grandma. And Grandma put her fingers in the bowl, and she started moving her fingers around in the bowl. Round and round and round and round. And then she took her fingers out of the bowl, and she looked at them. And the milk was dripping off her fingers, and she put them back in the bowl. And around and around and around. She did that for the longest time. And the boy was getting impatient. And Grandma kept going round and round. Grandma wasn't saying anything, just running her fingers round and around and around and watching the milk drip off. And finally, the boy said, "Is there something wrong, Grandma? Is there something wrong with the milk? The milk is fresh. I know it's fresh." And Grandma said, "There's supposed to be butter in that milk, and I'm looking for the butter." And the boy started to laugh and said, "Grandma, you know better than that. There is butter in the milk, but it's not separate. What you've got to do is you've got to convert it into yogurt, and then you've got to churn it, and then you can find the butter." And Grandma smiled at the boy. And he said, "That's the answer to your question. What God wants of you is already inside of you. It's like the butter in the milk. But what needs to happen is that butter needs to be churned before it can be seen. And the way we churn the butter of our heart, the milk of our heart, is we listen to the Word of God carefully. We receive the gift of the Eucharist. We listen to what the Lord says to us as He comes to us. Pretty soon, all that listening and all that talking that the Lord does and we do churns the milk of our heart. And then the butter emerges. And the butter is the answer to the question, what am I supposed to do?" So that's why it's very important for all of us to have ears to hear and a heart to hear, so that we're able to do what the Lord asks us to do. Right? You bet. Let's stand.